Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 23, 1806. Pomp ill. Pomp is the nickname that Captain Clark used for Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau, Sacajawea's son. No one knows the origins of this nickname. Some people relate the name to Pompey in Italy, but there is no connection. In the journals, Clark never referred to him as Pompey, as he is often called today. Today's entry mentions the improvement in Pomp's health, but never refers to him by name. The entry for May 22 refers to him as the son of Charbonneau, who was the husband of Sacajawea. Today, Captain Clark writes,
"A fair morning. Sergeant Pryor wounded a deer at a lick near our camp, and our dog pursued it into the river. Two Indians which happened to be at our camp mounted their horses and swam across the river, chased the deer into the water again, and pursued it across to the side on which we were, and the deer came out of the water. Sergeant Pryor killed it. We directed half of this deer to be given to those two Indians. They immediately made a fire and cooked the meat. Four others joined them from the village, and they soon consumed their portion. The child is something better this morning than it was last night. We apply a fresh poultice of the wild onion, which we repeated twice in the course of the day. The swelling does not appear to increase any since yesterday. The four Indians who visited us today informed us that they came from their village on Lewis's River, 2 days' ride from this place, for the purpose of seeing us and getting a little eye water. I washed their eyes with some eye water, and they all left us at 2 p.m. At 1 o'clock, Shannon, Coulter, Labiche, Lepage, and Collins all returned from hunting, without having killed anything except a few heath hens and black pheasants which they brought with them. Labiche also brought a whistling squirrel, which he had killed on its hole on the high plains. Our hunters brought us a large hooting owl, which differs from those of the Atlantic states. The plumage of this owl is a uniform mixture of dark yellowish-brown and white, in which the dark brown predominates. The plumage is very long and remarkably silky and soft. They have not the long feathers on the head, which give the appearance of ears, horns, remarkable large eyes. Captain William Clark, May 23, 1806.
In his entry, Lewis mentioned only the pheasants, which were really blue grouse. Clark's heath hens may be the same bird or some other unknown grouse. The whistling squirrel is the Colombian ground squirrel, Spermophilus columianus, a species then new to science. The owl was the great gray owl, Styx nebulosa, another species new to science. A more detailed description of this owl can be found in the journal entry for May 28, 1806. Tomorrow, the child's neck much swollen.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.